Scott County is asking the state for permission to continue its syringe exchange program for a second year. The exchange became the first of its kind in Indiana following the HIV outbreak in Scott County. Leaders there want to continue the exchange because they say it's helping slow the spread of HIV. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, much of the community remains divided over the program's effectiveness.
When you drive through the neighborhood at the center of Indiana's HIV outbreak, there's something that jumps out at you. House after house, block after block, there are dozens of no trespassing signs posted in people's front yards. Some houses have video cameras staring out at the street. Others have their driveways roped off. We knocked on a lot of doors here, wanting to talk to people living in Austin about how things are going. More than 190 people in Scott County are living with HIV, an outbreak sparked by drug users sharing needles. We talked to several people who are unhappy with the needle exchange here. They say they're still finding used needles in their yards and on public property. That's one of the reasons you see all of those no trespassing signs around here. Some think the exchange enables the users and contributes to the problem. But we also spoke to a couple of people who are hooked on the prescription painkiller Opana. They call the needle exchange a lifesaver, one that allows them to save their money for food, transportation, or health care. Austin, in many ways, is a town that remains divided over whether the needle exchange is doing more harm than good. And no one was willing to do a formal interview with us about that, out of fear they would become some sort of target, except Austin resident Michael Steele.
I don't feel that the needle exchange is exactly a good thing at all. I think that the state should check into having a rehabilitation center.
That's a sentiment many of his neighbors share. But Scott County's health department says you can't dispute the numbers. Governor Mike Pence declared a public health emergency last March, allowing the county to set up a temporary needle exchange program to help control the HIV outbreak. At the time, there were 79 cases of HIV. By May of last year, the number of cases reached 164 and the outbreak was slowing. Since then, health officials have diagnosed fewer than 30 new HIV cases. Dr. William Cook says the needle exchange program played a large role in slowing the spread of the virus.
Yeah, the needle exchange is a vital piece of prevention. The most potent way to prevent the spread of HIV is to treat HIV. If the viral load is undetectable, you can't spread it. That patient has come out of that group of people that can spread HIV, but we know that there's still a large percentage that are not in treatment for whatever reason, and how do we prevent them from spreading HIV to others?
But health officials say the community needs to look beyond prevention and think about the long-term implications of the outbreak. Treatment remains difficult for many people hooked on Opana. But there are more resources in Austin as a result of the outbreak. LifeSpring Health Systems now has an office across the hall from the county's needle exchange program.
We provide behavioral health treatment. So we've got everything from individual therapy to group therapy, as well as psychiatric services and case management services.
That's Senior Vice President of Community Care Initiatives, Beth Keeney. She says the state recently awarded LifeSpring a grant to expand its detoxification services, which includes medically assisted treatment. But need doesn't always translate to demand. Many people here can't afford to go to an inpatient facility for treatment, which requires them to leave their homes, jobs, and families for at least 30 days. And the wait to get into those facilities is worse than it was this time last year, when Scott County residents were bumped to the top of the list because of the outbreak.
At the height of the outbreak, we were, for Scott County residents, we were looking at anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks. I think the average now is 5 to 6 weeks.
People who do get into those facilities often find themselves in tough situations once they get out. There's no transitional housing in Austin. And public health nurse Brittany Combs says the community lacks the social support many people need to stay clean.
That is the one thing that I wish was going better too. It's a slow process. Everything takes time. And it's, you know, you're like, we're at a year now. And that's still one of the things that we're still really lacking in. And there's things in place that are working to try to help us through that, but it's just such a slow process.
The pace is frustrating for many people in the community who see rehab as the only way to address the ongoing problems here. But IV drug use in Austin has been going on for years, and health officials say it will likely take just as long to correct the problem as it did to create it. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.